mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in about 7.5 minutes, we'll be joined by Dr. James Fetzer, Assassination Science. He's a professor, doctorate, and we'll be talking about the Kennedy assassination, 9/11, the murder of Senator Wellstone, and just a lot more for the last 52 minutes of the broadcast coming up here. We're talking to Catherine Albrecht. If you missed it last hour, boy, did you miss it. We had Kenneth Percy, owner of Amica Super Beach Club there in South Beach, where you get the microchip to get into the club, and he said he sees a time when you'll have to have the chip, just like others who are pushing this. And then Mark Barsh, the Metro Risk Group out peddling this. And Catherine Albrecht joins us. She's got a few minutes left with her. But just recapping the key points here about migration, MRIs, dangers, and then the Mexican government lied. It wasn't thousands of people.
Well, and let me tell you about these medical dangers, because I've done quite a bit of research on MRIs. The MRI machine has such a powerful magnet that people have been killed in the MRI machine when they flip the magnet on. In one case, an oxygen tank flew across the room into the machine and killed and crushed the person in there. In another case, a nurse simply opened the door to the MRI room with a pair of scissors in her hand. It flew out of her hand into the MRI machine and stabbed the person who was in there. So the magnet is incredibly
powerful. Can't they also just make the chips explode?
Well, I don't know about that, but
no, I mean, like, if you put one in the microwave, it'll pop.
Well, it would. If you subjected someone to the right frequency of energy, sure, it would actually burn up. And, in fact, that's the other risk in the MRI machine is, first, that the magnet would suck the device out of your body, kind of like a reverse bullet, leaving a big gaping wound in you. The other risk is that it would heat up due to the electromagnetic radiation inside the MRI machine and essentially burn you from the inside out.
It would burn, and then it would be contained. The gases would expand and have a mini explosion.
Exactly. And, in fact, not just that, Alex, but our concern is that really anybody who regularly works around electromagnetic fields.
And that's not just you. That's the FDA.
That's the FDA.
The same FDA that covers up Vioxx. I mean, they're for industry, folks. They're for all this. They still approved it, so it's probably even worse than what they're saying.
Well, and we've actually filed a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain all of the testing and documentation from the FDA as to what they know about the Verichip. And by the way, if your listeners would like to get on our newsletter, we'll be posting that information when we get it. And our newsletter is free. You can sign up at spychips.com. There's a little space in the upper left-hand corner. You can enter in your email address, and we'll keep you posted.
All right, Catherine, the media is still not retracting. I've seen articles this week, days after you brought this out, that it wasn't thousands or 300 or 168. They're still reporting all these different numbers. And as you said, Verichip still promotes this on their website, despite the fact you... How did you confirm it was only 18 of the Attorney General's office in Mexico that did this?
Well, Alex, in order to understand that, I come at this research working on a doctorate at Harvard University. So I'm a researcher, and I've been trained to always follow up the facts. So I called down to Mexico. I'm fluent in Spanish, and I spoke directly to the Attorney General's office there, and they sent me a transcript of an interview that one of their executives had done, in which he states on three different occasions that it was just 18 people. So I called back and I said, this doesn't sound like what I'm hearing. And they confirmed that absolutely it was only 18 people in that office. Now, what I suspect may have happened is that it was originally 160 people who were slated to get the chip, and my guess is that they had a minor mutiny there. Or that some people simply said, I'm really not interested in getting a chip in my flesh. That's pure conjecture. I have no reason to think that other than I know if my boss came to me and said, take a chip, I'd probably say, no, I think I'd rather pass on that. So they got 18 people chipped. Maybe those were the only 18 who were willing to be chipped.
But bottom line, this is a pattern of, dozens of hospitals have taken our readers. No one has. Oh, everyone's getting the chip. Thousands. Oh, it's only a few. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been involved in numerous scandalous legal entanglements over the years, this Applied Digital company. They've really had problems. And, in fact, the day after the announcement was made, the FDA announcement, or within a day or so of that announcement of the approval, some of the principals in Applied Digital Angel actually sold their stock in the company.
All right. Catherine Albrecht, SpyChips.com. Thanks for joining us. Godspeed.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones. You can also hear this rebroadcast throughout the weekend here on the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communications Network. That's the network I'm on. I'm Alex Jones. Often imitated, never duplicated, because I just tell it like it is. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I spend my life studying the New World Order. Honored again to be your host. We've got an incredible individual, Dr. James H. Fetzner. Of course, professor, very highly accredited and very well researched, one of the premier experts on the Kennedy assassination. Only got him for about 50 minutes today, and I guess it's kind of a fortuitous in a weird way that this happens maybe once or twice a year. Our phone system's down today, so we can't take calls, so we'll be able to just have him, and we could have him on for 3 hours easily, but I just want to go over quickly the debunkers on the Kennedy assassination, and then go over some of his 9/11 information that meshes with mine, and of course the murder of the murder of Paul Wellstone, Senator Paul Wellstone, that the doctor has covered extensively. He's up in Minnesota. But before we do that, this is such a big deal, I got to spend a minute or two on it and focus on it. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. Only you can make this a big story. If you go get it, email it out to everybody and say, hey, post this on your site. A caller called yesterday. I've confirmed with NBC and with others that saw it. This is indeed Tom Brokaw when he signed off 2 nights ago, interviewing minutes before he signed off for his last night anchoring the NBC Nightly News, that anybody who breaks any rules, who leaves the area around their house and who doesn't take an ID card with a retina scan or a thumb scan will be killed. This is total siege. This is what the Nazis did in the Warsaw ghettos. This will not win the war, by the way, and this is what the Marines have been training to do here. I have video of it as they did drills in Oakland, California in 99, in Police State 2000, where the role players said, I'm an American, where do you live, San Francisco, why do you have weapons? They're giving them biometric ID cards. They practice breaking up the men, women, and children in the different areas of the camp. Fallujah itself is being turned into a giant concentration camp. So we'll play this little two-minute clip and then go to Dr. Fetzer, who I know will have a comment on this. Go ahead and roll this clip from the end of the show yesterday. Steve in Ohio, you're one of our last callers on the air with Mr. Moore. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Real quick comment. I happened to tape the last broadcast of Tom Brokaw last night, and they were covering the Iraq War. And guess what? They are going to biometrically scan the people of Fallujah with eye scans. And they also made it clear that they were going to shoot to kill anybody that doesn't conform to the law. I mean, and they didn't say insurgents. They made it clear it was when they let the citizens back into the city to reclaim whatever's left.
Wait a minute. You're joking. Tom Brokaw's last show, they said, we're going to retina scan. I know they've issued ID cards.
I got the audio clip already queued up, and it's ready to go. Do you want to hear it?
I got to hear it. Here it is, folks.
Many others are badly damaged. So far, the plan is for most of the city's 250,000 residents to return in stages. At first, only a few thousand will be let in. They'll be fingerprinted, given a retina scan, and then an ID card, which will only allow them to travel around their homes or to nearby aid centers, which are now being built. The Marines will be authorized to use deadly force against those breaking the rules. Tom?
Richard, what's the latest on the election?
Hear that?
Now, let me stop you. That's what they've trained for here in America.
Yes.
I have video of them doing the mock retina scans, the cards, all that in Police State 2000.
Yeah.
That's what I'm begging you. Will you mail that to me immediately?
Yes, I will. I'll give you the video, the whole thing of it. But I was shocked when I saw it. They did. They made it clear that they're going to retina scan the people. I cannot believe these poor people are like third world people. They're already putting them under this tyranny.
Hey, listen, they're tearing out all their agriculture, everything. It's dehumanization.
Yeah.
And folks, that is the Antichrist beast system.
Right.
And then you've got your card, and if you walk to the wrong place, we're going to go ahead and shoot you. Mr. Moore, I mean, this is the comments, final comments.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and this is a heads up for what we're looking forward to in this country in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Now, again, they've already issued ID cards all over the country. In key areas where you work, you got to wear an RFID bracelet. But this is the plan here. They're not just getting their ID cards. We're getting our national ID card. That's about to pass Congress. We defeated it 2 weeks ago. They got a special Congress, special session coming up. Dr. Spetzer, again, you're an expert on all of this from your writings and research and from your website where you teach up there at the University of Minnesota. What you just heard, give us your take on that.
Well, it's grief-striking, Alex. It's absolutely, I mean, it's outdoing the Nazis. I mean, this is far beyond even what the Nazis practiced until you start loading them into cattle cars and shipping them off to crematoria. And we can win a battle. We can level the city. It's exactly like Vietnam, where we had to destroy the village in order to save it. We're having to destroy the village. I mean, Fallujah was one of the most holy cities in all of Iraq, and it's now nothing but a pile of rock and rubble. This is absolutely disgusting. The idea that we're going to, you know, win the hearts and minds of the people by destroying their mosques and their holy sites is so incredibly short-sighted, not to say stupid and crass and corrupt and illegal and immoral. I mean, there are about 1.5 billion Muslims who are going to take offense at everything we're doing here. We are creating 100 Osamas for every one we might kill.
But that's the P2OG Pentagon plan, is to enrage them. They want to have a war.
Well, it's insane. It's insane, Alex. It's like these are, second comers who believe that there's going to be a great war between the religions, and then Christ is going to return and consign everyone to hell who isn't a born-again Christian, for which there's some reason to believe George Bush actually believes this.
Well, again, I'm a Christian, and I know that the neocons who aren't Christians, who are skull and boners, are manipulating good Christians out there and trying to make this some type of messianic fight. I've heard them say every day that Bush is like a prophet, a divine leader. And the guy, when he's not praying in a mosque, he's at a Shinto shrine. I mean, it's totally fake.
It's completely bizarre, Alex. I mean, you look at the Old Testament. I mean, this was a doctrine of love and acceptance and compassion. I mean, you look at what Christ preached about, for example, giving all your money to the poor, that it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. None of this is exemplified by this administration.
Well, I mean, it's theater to con people, but, you know, but just focusing in on this specifically, I mean, that is total war. I mean, people say level it, kill them all, kill them all. Even alternative press admits it's about 10,000 fighters that were in the city out of 250,000.
So the very use of the term insurgent, rebel, and all that is a bit of a crock, considering we've invaded this country's...
Yeah, but think about this, though. 10,000 people, love them or hate them, are doing the fighting, and then these people on talk radio say, kill everyone. Well, I want them to go look at the photos of toddlers with both their arms and legs blown off. Bloody
Alex, stuff. I know. It's completely disgusting. I mean,
I want the sickos that are into this to go look at it.
This is the most corrupt action of the United States. I mean, with a possible exception of bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where there may have been a legitimate political reason. There's no legitimate political reason for doing this.
And now they want to go into other countries, but they're saying it's the same story. They can hit us in 45 minutes with nukes. They've got the nukes. We've got to go in. It's the same exact script they used 2 years ago.
Well, we're in the grip of a fascist regime, Alex, and the sooner the American people awaken to it, the better. I mean, traditional Republicans have stood for balanced budgets, constitutional government, non-interventionist foreign policy, keeping the government out of our personal lives. This administration is violating every one of those doctrines which have defined Republicanism. I say, where are the traditional Republicans? They seem to be absolutely silent, Alex. They don't even speak up about the massive deficits, not to mention invading other countries which have never attacked us in violation of international law and the U.N. Charter.
Well, forget international law. Alberto Olive Torture Gonzalez, who wrote the torture memos up, said Bush is above federal law.
It's shocking, I know, and he's going to elevate this man to be attorney general. I mean, Ashcroft was bad enough. This guy may be even worse.
Yeah, now that's even what the liberals are saying, like Village Voice. Now we're about to go to break, but I want to go over this. They've got these horrible debunkers who are literally all over TV. It's not working, though, 90%+ in polls. No, the government killed Kennedy. But they're all over TV attacking everybody. They won't let another voice up there to debate them. And they're using computer programs to show how one guy shot Kennedy and all this. In a nutshell, go, you know, debunk the debunkers.
Well, it's all based on the false assumptions that were the premises of the Warren Report, the House Select Committee reinvestigation in Gerald Posner's case, quote, namely, the magic bullet theory that a single bullet entered the base of the back of Jack's neck, transited his neck without hitting any bony structures, exited his throat, and went into the back of John Connolly doing all this damage. It's easy to prove, Alex, that this claim, which is the fulcrum of all of these government defenses, is not only false, it's provably false, and in fact it's not even anatomically possible because cervical vertebrae intervene. We have the man's shirt and the jacket. The penetration was 5.5 inches down below the collar. It was a shallow shot, only went in about as far as the second knuckle on your little finger. We have the autopsy drawing. We have autopsy reports. We have sketches that come from
That car, admittedly, was like Swiss cheese with bullet holes in it. And then what'd they do with that car after nobody was allowed to see that car? Went right back to the factory.
25th of November, the day of the formal state funeral, the car was ripped down to bare metal and completely rebuilt, including removing and replacing the windshield, which had a through-and-through bullet hole in it. This was a shot that hit Jack in the throat. We have established Jack was hit 4 different times in the throat from in front. In the back, that 5.5 inches down from behind, and then, Alex, after the driver brought the limousine to a halt, the man was hit twice in the head, once from behind. He fell forward, Jackie eased him back up, and she was looking right in the face when he was hit in the right temple.
Well, even on the edited Subruder film, you know, you see him lunge forward, grab his neck, and then the big shot hits him in the front, and the back of the head opens up like a mushroom.
Well, that mushroom actually is intended to be to the right front to give the impression of an effect of a shot from behind. But a special effects expert from Hollywood told Noel Twyman, who's the author of Bloody Treason, that it appeared to have been painted in. There are complementary x-rays that show all the bone and muscle skull missing from that part, the right front of the head. But the autopsy photographs don't show it. Jackie said he looked from in front, he looked perfectly fine. That when she was helping him to Parkland, he looked fine from the front, but she couldn't keep his skull together in the back.
We'll be right back.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Safran's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally. No more cellulite. Improves your vision and memory retention. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed, anxiety-ridden, eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. Visit the Anti-Aging Medical Convention at Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, December 2nd through the 5th, booth 802, and meet Dr. Safran. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to Dr. James H. Fetzer. Doctor, I mean, look, for those that don't know, the official story is impossible, I guess, for the 8% that don't know.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So,
that's absolutely right. I've gone back and reconstructed and found the government has altered all the most basic evidence in this case, including the autopsy x-rays. They patched it. You can see a massive blowout to the back of the head, added a 6.5-millimeter metallic slice to implicate this obscure World War II weapon, which couldn't even have inflicted the damage that took out his brain.
Wasn't high velocity.
wasn't even high velocity. I do think such a weapon was one of those used. There, we have six shooters, 8, 9, or 10 shots fired altogether. I think the shot that hit him in the back of the head, a shot that missed and hit the chrome strip, and a shot that missed and injured a different distant bystander may have been fired using a Mannlicher Carcano from the second floor of the Dow Tex building.
Yeah, we got bystanders getting hit, and then magically three bullets are doing all this.
Yeah, in fact, actually, it's interesting that at the crime scene, they only found two spent shell casings and then one unspent. So you have these evidence photographs that show only two. So they didn't have enough rounds from there. It was this whole thing was done kind of scissors and paste as they went along changing the evidence and altering it. They substituted another brain during the second supplemental brain examination because when they patched up that hole in the back of the head, there was nowhere for all that brains to go. And, of course, altering the film was a centerpiece in order to take out, for example, the driver bringing the limousine to a halt, a fellow named Homer McMahon from the National Photographic Interpretation Center, which processes satellite images in Washington, D.C., was brought a copy of a film that night and told to study it and prepare a briefing board for an unnamed government official to show how many impacts there were on occupants of the limo. And he discovered that there were 6 to 8 impacts from at least 3 different directions. That's consistent with our findings, Alex, because we have 4 in Jack and as many as 3 in Big John Connolly, which is 7 in between 6 and 8. But that was so stunningly different than what we see today in the extant film that it indicates how far they went from the original.
Well, bottom line, a lot of Americans out there know that's a fraud because half of Americans are proficient with firearms on average. And everybody shot a deer, or a lot of people have, or people shot into a sandbank. You can shoot a bullet into water, and it gets more, I've done this into a deep 20-foot pool. I've sat there and shot rifles into it and swam down and picked them up, when I was a kid, just for fun. You shoot a 30-06 or a similar round, even high velocity into there, low velocity, doesn't even, still deforms. It goes into there, and there's massive deformity, only cotton wad, and that'll still give you some. There was almost no deformity on that bullet that magically fell out on the stretcher. Especially, if a bullet hit two people, went through seats, bounced around, multiple bones.
Shattered rib.
If a bullet hits one bone, folks, it goes into pieces.
Yeah, it shatters. Gross deformity. I published a photograph of the magic bullet alongside a test bullet fired into wads of cotton and you can by the House Select Committee and the Warren Commission.
Well, again,
you can't
when
tell
you're
the
gutting
difference.
A deer, you know,
they're indistinguishable, Alex.
When you're gutting a mule deer or an elk, those are the type of deer where it actually usually stays in them. A whitetail blasts right through them at 500 yards, it still goes right through them. It'll go front to end through them. But you shoot like an elk or something. When you're gutting that, man, you go to find the bullet, it'll be in 5 pieces. If it hit any bone.
There's a massive disinformation campaign trying to move our understanding of the case way back to before we made all these discoveries, which started already in 1993, which includes that Gerald Ford, who was, of course, a member of the commission, had that description of the wound changed, Alex, in the report, the semifinal version of the report. It described that wound in the back as the uppermost back, which, as you can see, is already an exaggeration. He had it redescribed to the base of the back of the neck to accommodate Arlen Specter's fantasy of a single bullet going through the neck and doing all this damage. So Gerald Ford was complicit in this thing right from scratch. He was known as J. Edgar's boy on the commission because he was keeping Hoover, the director of the FBI, appraised of exactly where the commission was going in its inquiries. Plus, we had confirmation of 2 different brain examinations that came out of depositions that were taken by the Assassination Records Review Board, this 5-member civilian board created by an act of Congress after the release of Oliver Stone's film JFK. It was opposed by George Bush, then president, the former director of the CIA, who refused to appoint the members after it passed against his adamant opposition. And when, after Bill Clinton finally did appoint the members, they started releasing what would turn out to be 60,000 documents and records from the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, and all that. Get this, Alex. When the Secret Service was telegraphed that they wanted presidential protection records because the motorcade had been so strange, and we have more than 15 indications of Secret Service complicity in setting the man up, they destroyed their records.
Yeah, and I want to go over that. I mean, that's a whole other area of evidence. They never did this at any other event in history, just one of these things, but over and over again on that day.
These computerized reconstructions, there was one last year on ABC that was recycled this year on the History Channel, exemplify the fundamental principle in computer science, GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. They're based on faulty assumptions and non-existent data.
They show you a cartoon.
Exactly.
Folks, one thing makes it fall apart. Bullets get damaged when you fire them into water, much less skull.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, we're talking to Dr. James Fetzer, professor up in Minnesota. Dr. Fetzer, continuing, let's talk about what the Secret Service did that day. I mean, I watched the old films, the news camera footage of Conley. That guy was totally upset in that vehicle, looking around, paranoid the entire time. I mean, that's just obvious right there. That was a cop looking at footage of who's looking paranoid, who's acting suspicious. That's just one small area, but let's go into the motorcade route.
You're absolutely right, Alex. There was a big argument between JFK and LBJ that morning because Lyndon wanted to put Connally in ride with him, and Ralph Yarborough, his political enemy, ride with Jack. Jack overruled him on the grounds that the president, that the chief executive of the state should ride with the chief executive of the United States. But I don't think there was time to let the assassins know that the person in the seat in front of Jack was not going to be Ralph Yarborough.
And I mean, I've got the stills, I've got the photographs, the video of the film. That guy was freaked out.
You're absolutely right. But the things they didn't do include they didn't weld down the manhole covers. They didn't cover the open windows. They let the crowd spill out 8 or 10 deep into the street. They told the 112th Military Intelligence Unit to stand down against the adamant opposition of its commanding officer. They had the motorcycle patrol beside the limousine not only reduced in number but not allowed to ride ahead of the rear wheels. They had an improper motorcade route, including that 110-degree turn off of Houston onto Elm. The driver slowed the limousine nearly to a halt. The limousines were all in the wrong order. This is one of the most telling, Alex. The presidential limousine should have been in the middle. It should have been surrounded with a flatbed truck ahead of it for the cameramen to be covering this political event. They put it way out front, and they put the mayor and the vice president behind. And guess where they put the president's physician? In the very last vehicle, along with most of the press, so they couldn't cover what actually happened when the shooting began to take place. They moved the military aide that normally would be sitting in between the driver and the Secret Service agent in charge from his seat there in the front to the very last limousine, too. And that bullet that went through the windshield hit Jack in the throat would have hit his military aide if he hadn't been moved. When they got to Parkland Hospital, they got a bucket and sponge and started washing blood and brains out of the limousine. Secret Service agent in charge picked up the x-rays exposed and developed, and the autopsy photographs exposed but undeveloped. And the next time we see them, they've been altered, reshot, rechanged. And, of course, as I already mentioned, they took the limousine back to Ford Motor Company, had it completely rebuilt. That was a crime scene on wheels, Alex. It belonged in the Smithsonian. Instead, it was all dismantled. That had to be on the highest orders of the federal government.
And they did the same thing at Oklahoma City and the same thing at the World Trade Center. Guard the wreckage, tear it down, haul it off, Waco.
That's right.
With the
That's
turn
right. World Trade Center, too, right? Get all those steel beams out of there as quickly as you can so you won't see the evidence of a controlled demolition.
But let's go into a whole other area of research. We know the official story is a complete fraud. But then let's look at Kennedy says, I'm abolishing the Federal Reserve, signs the executive order. I'm pulling 150,000 troops out of Vietnam starting now. Within a month, we're totally out of there. LBJ signs executive orders reversing all that, turning the ship back with the troops. But I've interviewed Barr McClellan, the White House press secretary's father, who was LBJ's lawyer. He said they all bragged about how they killed him. I have interviewed, but she died a few years ago, his admitted mistress. Madeline Duncan Brown. I interviewed her 8 years ago, and again a few years ago before she died.
Yep.
She was there at the meeting where they bragged about killing him, and then I confirmed that with other people that are there. I mean, we've got this is not debatable.
Well, I think that's correct. Madeline is a key source. What she has to say about Lyndon's involvement has been confirmed by Billy Saul Estes, among others. Barr McClellan has a little small slice of it. Now, his reconstruction of the assassination is completely inadequate. He basically has two shooters, where one of them now is Mack Wallace up in the sixth floor of the book depository alongside Lee Oswald.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, he's not a forensics expert in doing what you're doing, but I mean, he's there with LBJ's people. They're bragging about how they killed him. So I mean, that is powerful info.
Well, it's all quite disgusting. I mean, for example, at a rendezvous 6 weeks after the assassination, Madeline confronted Lyndon with at the Driscoll Hotel in Austin, Texas on New Year's Eve, with rumors rampant in Dallas at the time that he'd been involved, since no one stood to gain more personally. He got angry with her and told her the CIA and the oil boys had decided that Jack had to be taken out. Billy Saul Estes has said how Jack was in deep trouble. He gave an interview to a French investigative reporter named William Raymond, who published it in a French magazine whose title translates Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that Lyndon was in such deep trouble there was going to be a vote that afternoon, Friday afternoon, the 22nd of November, on the Bobby Baker scandal. It was going to tarnish him so badly, almost certainly Jack wouldn't be able to run with him again. Richard Nixon, who was in town and was at this meeting the night before at the home of Clint Murchison that appears to be a ratification meeting where Madeline was present, has said that, reported in the paper that morning, that Jack wasn't going to run with Lyndon. He'd already told his secretary.
But, I mean, here's the deal. I'm interviewing his admitted mistress, who had his own natural-born son. I'm interviewing his admitted lawyer for a decade. You know, I mean, it's not, again, folks, you can't beat these sources.
I think they were using this, you had Gerald Ford and Jack Valenti and Lady Bird, you know, making a big to-do about the third of the three new episodes in Nigel Turner's famous series, The Men Who Killed Kennedy. And they make such a big, big to-do about it, such a great racket, that the History Channel not only pulled off that, but I think the whole new three segments, and then put on three historians, none of whom were qualified to discuss the assassination. It was really shocking.
Well, that's the tactic. Bring it out and slap it down.
These were pseudo-experts. Even Robert Dalek, who has written a book about Jack called An Unfinished Life, knows nothing about the assassination. The other two were laughable. One was a guy named Stanley Cutler, who's a constitutional historian. He knows nothing at all about the assassination. The other guy was named Thomas Sugrue from the University of Pennsylvania, deals with affirmative action and social issues. I sent these last two guys 20 questions to discern their expertise for doing this, to which they did not respond, Alex. I asked them if they'd read the book. I asked them if they'd watched the series. I even asked them if they'd watched the very segment they were critiquing, and I gave them a half a dozen books and whether they knew about Madeline, whether they were qualified to review an article in this area, much less a book. None of them. Silence, absolute silence, because they were so embarrassed they knew that their bluff had been called.
Unbelievable. That is just amazing. And there's other evidence. It just goes on and on. And Jack, a few weeks before at a major university, said an evil group has taken over. They're destroying America. I'm going to try to stop them.
Alex, I think this was the beginning of creating an alternative reality. It's the big lie that's been going on and on. The Gulf of Tonkin was a minor incident compared to what's going on now.
Heck, and we knew that. I mean, naval officers said our ship wasn't attacked. And then last year, the Presidential Library, again here in Austin, releases the tape with them saying it never happened.
Absolutely
58,000
right.
Americans died because of it.
Absolutely right. And, you know, I think that this getting away with assassinating the President of the United States in broad daylight and then faking all the evidence to mislead the American people has emboldened the military-industrial complex and its representatives right up to today, where they're pulling all kinds of stunts to mislead and deceive the American people. I mean, think about, Alex, the claim they have that we had an election in Afghanistan to prop up this guy Karzai. They claim they had 10 million registered voters. Well, that's more than there were people who could vote in Afghanistan. And to get all those people registered would have been a huge process.
It never happened, Alex. There's only 25 million in the whole country.
It didn't happen, Alex. The whole thing's a phony, just like our past election here where it was manipulated using electronic voting machines.
Let me stop you. Let's talk about it. Give folks the proof. Half of that 25 million are women, and about a third of those are young women. Another third of the men that are the 12, 14 million, the other half, are young or old or were in mountain areas who can't even get into town to vote. So you're talking maybe about 5 million voters. And then the foreign press admitted that people were told in releases, you will be killed if you vote for anybody else. Let's take Iraq. They're going to have the election sometime in January, supposedly. No one has registered to run against any of the original counsel put in by the U.S.
Alex, these people, when they line up to vote, are going to be slaughtered. I mean, this is just awful.
Even running.
It's ridiculous.
A few people said they were going to announce, and the car bombings were machine gunned.
It's a complete fraud. You're absolutely right.
Well, I mean,
right.
No one's running, and then they say there's an election coming?
I couldn't agree more. It's a fraud.
But do I have to explain to people? I know our listeners know all this, but the general public, well, we brought them freedom.
Well, most of the Iraqi parties agree that you can't have the election now because there's no stability. I mean, you know, the level of violence is increasing.
I've interviewed and heard reporters interviewed who are there right now, and they say that no one is running because everybody knows it's a fraud and they'll be killed.
That's right.
The minute you run against Alawi, you're dead.
This is Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld running the world, you know, according to their own agenda, regardless of what's in the interest of the Iraqi people. This is total exploitation. It has absolutely nothing to do with reality.
Well, I mean, even if some idiot out there is for this war, folks, understand, no one is running. It's not real. Can you at least admit the election isn't real? It's just, and exactly, I wasn't for John Forbes Kerry. He threw the election. He took a dive, but he really did win. I just report the facts. He won Ohio. He won New Mexico. But he took a dive, folks, because it was staged from the beginning. All right. Again, we just lost him. We've been having phone system problems today. And check everything else after you check that. Satellites and everything. This happens a few times a year. Sure, it'll be fixed as soon as my show ends. Murphy's Law. But, I mean, it's very, very frustrating. They killed your president in plain view. And, you know, one of my friends made the point that the Kennedy family, the globalists killed the Kennedy males and then took their women. You've got now this Republican puppet who's not even a conservative. Oh, I know he's conservative. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the pro-abortion, Mr. Gun Ban, Mr. Open Border, Mr. Cloning, you know, going and taking the women. I mean, it's. Do we have Dr. Fetzer back?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alex, we got cut off.
No, that's, I think, on our end. We're having one of these blue moon problems.
You know, Alex, you're so right about proof. I mean, if people want proof, for example, that all these government reports about JFK are just based upon nonsense, fabrication, falsehood, they can go to my website, assassinationscience.com, where I have a JFK introductory seminar that lays out all the evidence that shows that the magic bullet theory is indefensible, that explains how all the autopsy materials have been faked and changed and altered, and shows how the Zapruder film has been manufactured. It's on
I want to spend some time on 9/11 and some time on Wellstone that you also cover. Give folks that website again.
Assassinationscience.com.
And tell folks about the books and videos.
Well, there are three books on the assassination that involve contributions from the best qualified individuals to ever study the case. The first is Assassination Science. The second, Murder in Dealey Plaza. The third, The Great Zapruder Film Hoax. Now, they can find introductions and descriptions of all three of those books on assassinationscience.com. I've also, in collaboration with John Four Arrows Jacobs, a distinguished professor from Northern Arizona University, written a book about the death of Senator Paul Wellstone entitled American Assassination. You can also get an introduction to that book on the website and discover all the evidence we're turning up, that the same kinds of techniques that were used to conceal what happened to JFK are being used to conceal what happened to Paul Wellstone.
And we'll go over that here in a second. Before we go any further with this, on the 40th anniversary, I got online and I averaged 12 national and several local polls together, because I'd see a poll, a major poll, 82%, another poll, 94%. I averaged 12 polls together, and scientific, unscientific, but even the scientific ones were all over 80%. I came up with 92% of the American people, and I used polls to ask the question, do you believe the U.S. government was involved? 92%, when they were asked that, believe that the government killed Kennedy. Now, when we've got numbers like that, up from 80% just a few years ago, it's going to be a tiny minority, what, of 0.5% in a few years on TV telling us that the rest of us are kooks?
Yeah, that's right, Alex, except when they control the mass media, you know, and the government, that doesn't give the rest of us much of a shot at it. I mean, talk radio is one of the few bastions, and the Internet, one of the few bastions where freedom of speech and freedom of inquiry still prevail.
And that's pockets of talk radio.
Pockets. You're absolutely right.
Dwindling pools like in the Sahara.
Yes. And they want to dry them up, too. You know, you can bet that this Gonzalez, if he gets in there, that's one of the first moves he'll make. Try to dry up every opportunity there is for Americans to discover the absolute truth.
Tenet came out and said we got to regulate speech on the net.
That's outrageous.
And the head of CENTCOM said it last week.
That's bad. Bad sign. They're going to have this national ID program. We're going to scan all our retinas here, too. All that's what was being said about Fallujah is going to be true here, too.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to try to pull, Alex.
You know, it's a Twilight Zone episode. So what are they going to do when all of us know the truth, but then we all still feel like we're alone and we're the minority because we don't have any mediums to communicate with each other?
Oh, it's a terrible situation, you know. No, I mean, knowing the truth isn't destined to make you happy, unfortunately. The realities are getting more and more grim, and the theft of this last election is just stunning. In fact, when Wellstone was taken out, that was a part and parcel of gaining control, Republican control.
Yeah, give us the thumbnail, cursory, boil down, the synopsis, the cheat sheet on Wellstone. Just give it to us in a shotgun.
Well, the plane coming in for a conventional landing appears to have been hit by a new electromagnetic pulse weapon that takes out all the electronics, overwhelms the electrical
circuits. That's been patented for 30 years, a microwave gun.
That's right. It can completely disable the pilots, render them unconscious, incapable of voluntary muscle control, or even dead. The plane went on essentially more or less powerless until it crashed. It burned for some 5 hours. The smoke was bluish white, indicative of an electrical fire. Not a fuel fire. In fact, most of the fuel is in the wings, which were broken off as the plane crashed. The NTSB claimed that they had simply, the two pilots, one of whom had the highest possible qualification as an air transport pilot, simply neglected the airspeed and altitude and allowed the plane to crash. This is completely absurd, Alex. The plane even had a high, loud stall warning device on it. When the NTSB tried to simulate the crash, they got pilots from the same charter down in Florida. They used a simulator with a weaker engine. They probably wouldn't have admitted that, but they had a weaker engine. They piloted, you know, programmed the same flight path and weather conditions, which were perfectly reasonable. Not perfect, but perfectly reasonable. They couldn't get the plane to crash even when they flew it at abnormally slow speeds. And this was a plane with a weaker engine, Alex.
By the way.
Which means the NTSB's own evidence contradicts the NTSB.
By the way, the weather wasn't as bad as they said.
Absolutely not.
And the witnesses didn't see what the media tried to say.
Right.
Why kill Wellstone?
Oh, man, there were so many motives for that. He was being outspoken in opposition to the war in Iraq. He could have inspired Democrats across the country.
Patriot Act.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most.
They didn't want him running for president.
That's right. They did not want him running for president. Absolutely true, Alex. He was the conscience of the Senate. They wanted to regain control. And
I didn't agree with a lot of his policies, but he definitely was a loose cannon for them.
Absolutely right. A great threat to their vaunted invincibility as a political machine. taking him out and then stealing the election in Georgia using voting machines, where the press reported an astonishing 16-point swing when the voters went into the polls. There aren't any astonishing 16-point swings, Alex. This was a myth. And to take out Max
Cleland,
Democratic governor.
It's like Hagel owning his own voting machines, and then the polls show he's going to lose by 15%, and he wins.
I know. He got 80% in black districts that had never voted for a Republican before. I mean,
well, now, you know, and... but
Alex,
no,
the lies, the big lies.
What do you think about last week with a plane Learjet coming to pick up Lord Bush Sr. crashing coming in? You think that was really the fog?
Well, that's pretty weird. You know, Lyndon pulled a stunt like that. He had a small private plane that was vastly insured, and he ordered two pilots to bring it in terrible weather, and the plane crashed, and he collected all the insurance. I don't know what was going on here with Bush Sr. is kind of weird.
It is weird. I mean, of all the planes to crash, it's his Learjet.
Yeah. But, you know, when I was going to, I and my co-author, who's a Native American and goes by Four Arrows, went to the National Press Club on the 25th of October to explain our findings about Wellstone's death and to call for a formal investigation.
Stay there. Let's hear about it on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones talking to Dr. Fetzer.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're in the zone. Got about 4.5 minutes left here. About to go back to Dr. Fetzer here in a moment. Before we do that, front page, top story, USA Today, Arnold for president, and basically admits that he's just positioning himself for president, and they got a little blurb in there where I call him a strutting, preening, bully, power-tripping minion. Go to arnoldexposed.com to read that USA Today article. Save yourself 50 cents. And we've put a lot of new information up there today as well at arnoldexposed.com. Help us raise money to run ads, which we're going to run radio and TV ads here very soon in Key Areas of California to make the media pay attention to what we're saying. Also, I've made 11 films, written a book, published another book, carry a bunch of other great videos and books. They're all available through InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the secure online safe shopping cards. And some of the videos are 70% off. Some of the videos are 50% off right now in the books. This is only going for a few more weeks. You can give them as gifts. So take advantage of these deals now. Go to InfoWars. Look at the specials in the secure shopping cart. Watch the free video clips. Call the toll-free number to ask about different titles, different specials. Don't have time to get into all of it. Just give them a call. No obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The power of you taking action with key materials is unstoppable if you'll just take action. So please do that. Don't spend your money on fruitcakes and ties that nobody's going to eat or wear. Dr. Fetzer, again, your websites for the books and information real quick.
AssassinationScience.com, Alex. You can find info on all three books, Assassination Science, Murder in Dealey Plaza, The Great Zapruder Film Hoax. You can also find about American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone.
And a lot of key information there on the site and video clips. Tell folks, finish your story that we hit before the break.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the Wellstone case appears to have been a refinement of what happened to Mel Carnahan 2 years earlier. Carnahan's plane went down about 3 weeks before the election, and his wife survived him. In the case of Wellstone, that was reduced to 10 days, and, of course, his wife was on board. The people of Missouri, of course, preferred to vote for a dead man to sending John Ashcroft back to the Senate. And in this case, it was done in such a way that Sheila, who was also a political activist, couldn't stand in for him. The government seems to have a foolproof way to get rid of its political opponents through plane crashes, Alex, for two very good reasons. One is a plane crash can't be investigated as a crime scene unless the Attorney General declares it to be the scene of a crime. And number two, you're not going to believe this, NTSB reports aren't even admissible as evidence in courts of law. So in this case, the FBI showed up almost immediately on the scene. Our county sheriff, Rick Wahlberg, was there at 1:30, saw agents he knew from the Rapid Response Force in St. Paul who told him they'd been there since noon. Well, the crash site wasn't even found until 1 o'clock. The fire chief was up there 11:15 trying to figure out how to get in there. They didn't tell the FBI this crash had taken place. I did a calculation, Alex, and in order for the FBI to be up there at the scene of the crash by noon, they had to have left St. Paul at 9:30, the same time the senator's plane took off.
They
declared almost immediately that there were no signs of terrorist involvement.
And by the way, one of these cannons can be shot out of the back of a small truck.
That's right, or a van. The plane was burned to a crisp. They claimed there were no signs of terrorist involvement, but terrorist involvement, one very narrow range of political spectrum. It could have been anti-abortion activists, could have been the Delta team, and you'd have to know how the plane was taken out. It could have been a small bomb, a gas canister, or one of these EMP weapons. There was no way they could have known that at this point in time. The NTSB had Carol Carmody, used to work for the CIA, the next day announced there had been no signs of terrorist activity, which she simply accepted from the FBI, even though it's the NTSB responsibility.
All right.
And get this, Alex, there actually was a tie to Zacharias Moussaoui and the co-pilot.
I'm going to have to get you back up again, Dr. Fetzer. Have a good weekend and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Take care, folks. I really appreciate all of you, the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the broadcast, and Yahweh, Jesus Christ, for all the blessings in our life. Stand up against evil. Things always go better that way instead of groveling to it. That ensures total enslavement. PrisonPlanet.tv. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back on Monday.